let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America, coast to coast, online, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. Joy came in the dawn of a new day. A Memorial of God's Faithfulness by Jacinta de Cruz Rogers is the story of her life, a memorial of God's faithfulness and love, her intent to bring hope to the hopeless, comfort to the hurting heart, and a new dawn to the poor and orphan child. Experience the challenges of growing up in an orphanage where the word love was never heard, and discipline was the guide and terror of an orphan. Follow her to her first missionary mission in a remote part of Brazil, where dedication grew stronger amidst the challenges. Jacinta's life consisted of serving the Lord from the time she accepted him as Lord and Savior. She, together with her husband, lived in five countries where they served in different capacities. In her passion for music, she created over 50 songs of worship and praise to the Lord, mostly based on the Psalms. Creative writing and teaching the Bible are the focus of what she does. Today, she ministers to thousands via their website ministry, lightfromtheword.org, where her teachings, music, and poems are available. Jacinta de Cruz Rogers, author of Joy Came in the Dawn of a New Day, a Memorial of God's Faithfulness, is our guest on This Week in America. Jacinta, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick.
So
glad to be here.
So much to talk about during the course of the program today. And let's start with the book, Joy Came in the Morning of a New Day. What was the inspiration in writing this book?
Looking back and perceiving all that God has done for me, I thought that my unique experience is way worth writing a book. So coming to think about, every life is a book that needs to be read in order to encourage others. So that's the inspiration for writing my book.
What was it like for you to go back and chronicle your life? There were ups, there were downs, hardships, there were joys. What was it like sort of reliving that as you wrote the book?
It was very difficult, Rick. It was very difficult, and I had to deal with unforgiveness. And so... But I continued writing. It took me several years to write this book. And I finally overcame bitterness and could write the book. But it was difficult and also was joyous remembering all what I experienced.
In looking back on this now, did this make you a better person going back and writing this book and reflecting on your life?
It sure does. It sure does. I learned to accept circumstances, knowing that being a Christian, that God is in control of my life, and whatever happens, you know, he knows, and it's for a purpose. So that helps me to even overcome my problems.
Jacinta's book, Joy Came in the Dawn of a New Day, A Memorial of God's Faithfulness, is available wherever books are sold. You'll find it at westbowpress.com in the bookstore. The other website I mentioned, lightfromtheword.org. I'll have both of these up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can get more information on Jacinta's book. Interesting title, and especially In the Dawn of a New Day. Talk about what you mean by that.
The psalm, weeping may last a night, but joy comes in the morning, served as a guide for the title of my book. My life as it is and it was is a testimony of that. You know, so after years of long and dreary nights from the time I became an orphan at 9 months old to a young adult, my future started to shine with hope, unfolding God's plan for my life, one plan after another.
Talk about this amazing life growing up, orphaned at nine. Talk about life in the orphanage and how it molded you, made you who you are for the rest of your life.
Although the life in the orphanage was one of constant fear of breaking the rules and suffering the consequences.
Yes.
And it was also a life encompassed by time and many responsibilities from morning until bedtime. But in spite of all of this, the orphanage had a spiritual positive influence in my life in the fact of the memorization of scripture, which helped me tremendously with my radio program writings later in life. So my take on this is, however, my take on orphanages is that they should exist only to provide a temporary shelter until a home be found for an orphan.
With us on the program is Jacinta Cruz Rogers, author of the book Joy Came in the Dawn of a New Day, A Memorial of God's Faithfulness. Talk about people that have had a positive influence on your life. And let's start with maybe the first person that you can recall that sort of shaped who you are today.
Oh, yes, I'll never forget her. Mrs. Matthews, she was a co-founder of a seminary in the northeast of Brazil where I attended. She was also my music teacher. She was a woman of integrity, faith, and love for God. She inspired, she encouraged me to pursue my dreams as my music teacher. I was so insecure about myself, but she encouraged me to persevere and pursue my strength in music and writing. And I think that God brought her to my life at a time when I needed her most. So printed in my soul is a forever gratitude first to God and to her for her love and respect. And really, she has been the only one.
Well, yes, and it sounds like a lasting influence. And the way you describe her, it's almost like that relationship is still there, isn't it?
Yes, although she's been dead, but we maintained a relationship long time after I left the seminary.
What was it like? I mentioned briefly your background and just a very impressive background, that all the mission work that you've done. What was that first mission field like for you, that first experience you had?
Oh, Rick, it was like a dream coming through. I was young, straight from Bible school, eager to have my dreams fulfilled, and on my way to be on my own for the first time. But because my first mission field was very challenging, it taught me perseverance. My teaching schedule was from 7 to 7. I taught ages from 8 to 20, and I was myself only 21. So I had to mature fast to carry on the workload expected from me.
And that was a heavy workload. That was a heavy workload. I'm just thinking that is a lot of responsibility.
Heavy.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's amazing, the workload that you had. Go on with your story in talking about what that was like at that time.
It was very difficult because I was only 21, and I was not allowed to get out of the house and to mingle with my friends, and I had to stay inside writing and studying for the next day, and it was like this, day after day. And it was a calling and so from God, and so I was content in spite of all of this.
With us on This Week in America is Jacinta de Cruz Rogers. Jacinta is J-A-C-I-N-T-A. A book is available at westbowpress.com in their bookstore, the usual places for books. And you can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Title of the book is Joy Came in the Dawn of a New Day, A Memorial of God's Faithfulness. You ended up working with missionary radio overseas. I'm fascinated by that. How did that happen?
You know, sometimes I wondered about that myself. But all I can say is that God guided my steps to Transworld Radio in spite of no experience in radio to take me where he had planned me to be as a missionary. The end result, it was for me to be in Transworld Radio Africa. My connection to Transworld Radio was through a former seminary student who was a director for the Portuguese Department for Transworld Radio in Bonaire. I met him for the first time when he came back to Brazil on furlough. He then let me know of the need for a secretary in his department, but, you know, it didn't seem to be for me at that time, not until a year later when I finished my contract with the school that I sought the Lord about my next step. 2 weeks later, I received in the mail a package with my tickets and a a formal invitation to join Trans World Radio Bonaire.
What was that experience like for you?
You know, I was so naive and so excited and so innocent. I wasn't afraid of anything. I didn't speak the language well, but it was because I was working among missionaries with American missionaries, and so it was very exciting. I did a lot of laughing, very little understanding of the language, but whenever they left, I left with them, and so we carry on like this. But it was very exciting.
That sounds like
very different.
It sounds like an important part of your life. And that story is in Joy Came in the Dawn of a New Day, Jacinta's book. And again, that you'll find the information so you can link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about that missionary work to Africa and maybe some of the experiences there that you encountered.
When still very young, living in orphanage, I read the biography of David Livingstone, the missionary to Africa. His story impressed me and impacted the direction of my life from that time on. So my prayer was, Lord, send me to Africa. So going to Africa, it was through Trans World Radio. It happened through a year later, 4 years later. I'm sorry. That happened through Trans World Radio 4 years later after I joined them. When they expanded to Africa, my husband-to-be, who was soon to be transferred to Africa, didn't tell me about it until he asked me the question, would you marry me even if I go to Africa? Now, this has been a dream of a child since I was a child. So, yes, of course, was the answer.
Yes.
So my experience in Africa was different from that of any place I had ever been. Our outside wedding was visited by a green mamba snake while we were saying our vows. And 4 years later, when pregnant with our second child, I found myself face to face with another green mamba who stood very tall, 5 feet tall, and only about 5 feet away from me. And that snake would have attacked me right then, strike me right then. But later I found out from the locals that the only person that overcomes a green mamba is a pregnant woman. I know that God was watching over me for sure. So in the field of missions, I wrote a new program called The Young Hour to the new Portuguese-speaking countries, Mozambique and Angola. And these countries were going through a revolution at that time. So on the home front, God established me in a family with a wonderful husband and two children, and that has been my security blanket for 45 years.
That's just an amazing. And along the way, you became a U.S. citizen. Talk briefly about that American life and maybe some of the curious things that, that you discovered living here in the States.
Yeah, I became an American citizen in 1977. And when I first came here, I found American lifestyle so very comfortable. Just imagine what I had before, and it was so beautiful. I love the people. And but the things that caused me my curiosity were jeans, tennis shoes, self-serve at the gas station, and junk food. I always said, I will feel like an American the day that I wear jeans, tennis shoes, and self-serve at the gas pump. And I must say, out of these four curiosities, I only learned to pump gas.
That's a fascinating perspective on somebody who lived all around the world and then spending time and becoming a U.S. citizen. Along the way, you had a stop in Israel that was special to you. What was the inspiration in going to Israel?
It was my faith in Jesus Christ. I wanted to experience the place where our Lord walked for 33 years, and I also wanted to experience him in that place. Also, my roots are firmly established in over there, too. So the Lord granted my desire 5 years after his calling, which was confirmed by a vision. And when it happened, it came with miracles after miracles confirming the call. It was amazing. not an easy place to live, but Israel was the place where I experienced the presence of God in supernatural ways, ways that only by reading my book, Joy Came in the Dawn of a New Day, one can understand.
And the book is by our guest on the program, Jacinta DeCruz Rogers. You'll find information on our website, Westbow Press, the best place to go for the book. It's available where books are sold, and you can link on directly by going to our website. A couple minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. You talk a little bit, and you address this in the book, ministry in the Amazon basin. What was that like for you?
It was very rewarding in spite of difficulties. It was a result of an invitation to assist in the translation of an American team consisting of pastors and doctors who had come to provide medical assistance and to evangelize the area. We lived in a boat for 10 days, traveling through the Amazon rivers to regions far from civilization, bringing the gospel and meeting the physical needs of many people. Through this work, many accepted the Lord, children and adults alike.
Sounds like a very remarkable time and a very rewarding time in your life. A few minutes left here. What's your current ministry? I mentioned all the things. You've talked about all the things, and you address those in the book that you've done. You continue to do. Mentioned the music, and I'll give that website again before we wrap up the interview. But what is the current ministry you're involved in?
Ministry today consists of Bible studies through our website called lightfromtheword.com. We changed that to .com.
Oh, okay.
And Children's House of Hope in Kenya. Okay. An orphanage consisting of 27 children aged 6 to 18. As a matter of fact, the proceeds from my book will go in part to support a purchase of a truck for them. Concluding, I finished my this with Paul's words. It says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, God has prepared for those who love him, that has been true to the life of his offering, and it will be true to all those who love the Lord in spite of trials, especially to the life of an orphan.
Jacinta, this has been such a pleasure to have you on the program, Jacinta DeCruz Rogers, and Jacinta is J-A-C-I-N-T-A, DeCruz Rogers, and Rogers is R-O-D-G-E-R-S, if you're Googling all of that. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to information on the book at westbowpress.com in their bookstore, and the other website that she just mentioned is lightfromtheword.com. I'll correct that, lightfromtheword.com. Again, all of this available on our website. Jacinta, it's been fun having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the success of the book and certainly everything that you've done in an amazing life, touching a lot of people. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so very much for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. Jacinta DeCruz Rogers, author of the book Joy Came in the Dawn of a New Day, a memorial of God's faithfulness. You'll get all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.